You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Title: A Relationship of Healing. First Lady and I faced the difficult task of saying goodbye to our grandchildren after their time with us had come to an end. We brought them back to Norman, Oklahoma, leading to a long round trip of 19 and a half hours of travel in a single day. This extensive journey provided us with plenty of time to listen to music and teachings. We have everything set up: a one-year leadership study program for the church that covers material for deacons, elders, directors, armor bearers, and other roles within the Helps ministry. Additionally, we have a two-year program tailored for the fivefold ministry, which varies based on the spiritual maturity and experience of the participant. However, despite all our planning, there are still many things we find missing within the church. What are these missing pieces? That's the challenging part to define. In the church, we understand that we must listen to God and allow His Holy Spirit to speak to us and through us. Some churches believe that this is all that is required, while others are skeptical when someone is both filled with the Holy Spirit and academically trained, holding a master's or doctorate in theological studies. These churches argue that having studied the Word of God in depth can conflict with the free workings of the Holy Spirit. But pause for a moment. Don't you believe that the Holy Spirit is powerful enough to use all of that knowledge to show us His ways? God's Word clearly says we cannot live by bread alone. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 to 3, King James Version, states, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." These are the words spoken by godly men and women, revealed to them through God's Word and His Holy Spirit. When we are filled with God's Word like this, it provides us with direction on what we need to do, how we should behave, and how to become healthy, emotionally, spiritually, and in our relationships. God's Word speaks to us about the significance of being guided by His truth. Psalm chapter 119, verse 103 to 107, Amplified Bible, says, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and have confirmed it, that I will keep your righteous ordinances, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying them. I am sorely afflicted. Renew and quicken me. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word." God's word goes even further than this. Have you ever heard someone say, "Wow, they are so deeply engrossed in that book, movie, or play, it's like they're eating it up"? I've heard that many times, and I'm sure you have too. But where does this concept of eating something so fervently come from? The answer is, of course, the Word of God. We should be so involved in God's Word that it becomes part of us. It should nourish our very being. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 1 to 4, King James Version, reads, "Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. In the time of Jesus and his disciples, they didn't own personal copies of the Torah or Tanakh. Instead, they went to the temple or synagogue to study and listen to the teachings of the rabbis. This is how it should be in every church, including Eagle Wings, Charismatic Ministries International. We are to eat the Word of God through teachings that are Spirit-led and tested against Scripture. This is what we study in our books and reflect upon in our reports, teachings, and sermons. The food that has filled us to the brim, and praise the Lord, there is always more where that came from. The table is never empty. But friends, how can we be effective in ministry when we speak of godly relationships, yet our own relationships are falling apart? How can we preach about a God-centered marriage if we are breaking our own? We talk about the threefold cord of husband, wife, and Holy Spirit, but often the Holy Spirit is missing. In the same way, we discuss the Christian threefold cord of Jesus, ourselves, and the Holy Spirit. Yet again, the Holy Spirit may be absent. Jesus wants to grant us good health in body, mind, and spirit, and in our relationships, whether social, professional, or familial. It all begins with one foundation: God and His plan for our health. Dr. Don Colbert and Kenneth Copeland have spoken on this extensively, emphasizing something every church should incorporate: a ministry of health. A healthy church does not simply teach Bible lessons on Sunday. It encourages people to embrace a relationship with the Holy Spirit. By embracing the Holy Spirit, we live according to God's plan in both our emotional and physical lives. A ministry of health is indeed essential for a minister of health. While it may seem far-fetched, I hope that over the coming weeks, you will come to see this with me. A healthy mind, body, and cleansed soul create a temple fit for the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20, Amplified Bible says, Do you not know that your body is the temple, the very sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who lives within you, whom you have received as a gift from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price, purchased with a preciousness, and paid for, made His own. So then, honor God and bring glory to Him in your body. The Apostle John wrote in his letter to Gaius, 3 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, Amplified Bible. The elder of the church addresses this letter to the beloved, esteemed Gaius, whom I truly love. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. Why does John pray this way? So that we may preach the Word of God and live according to it. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24 to 25, Amplified Bible. And those who belong to Christ Jesus, the Messiah, have crucified the flesh, the godless human nature, with its passions and appetites and desires. If we live by the Holy Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. If by the Holy Spirit we have our life in God, let us go forward walking in line, our conduct controlled by the Spirit. In these verses, we realize that we have the power to rebuke the world's curses. Many believe that sickness is God's will as a form of punishment for sin. But this belief is false. It comes from Satan and his demons, not from God. Our bodies are temples of the Lord, and God does not destroy His own temple. We, through our unhealthy emotions and lifestyle choices, do enough damage on our own. Deadly emotions like strife, contention, offensiveness, fault-finding, and a critical spirit can lead to sickness and disease. The Greek word for offense, skandalon, refers to a trap, like the trigger of a snare. When we take offense, we fall into a trap set by Satan, blocking our ability to receive blessings. The spirit of offense grows into bitterness, and this bitterness sets off chronic stress, which damages our physical bodies. Imagine running a car with its RPMs constantly in the red zone. It's only a matter of time before the engine blows. Similarly, when our bodies are constantly engaged in stress, our hearts, blood vessels, and hormones are affected, leading to sickness. Consider the example from Numbers chapter 21, verse 5 to 9, King James Version. And the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass, that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass, that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. We often turn to medical doctors for healing, but how often do we turn to God? The Israelites had to look up to the symbol God gave Moses, the bronze serpent on a pole, in faith, and they were healed. This act was a proclamation of faith, and today many do not realize that the medical symbol used by doctors is rooted in this very story. Just as the Israelites had to look up to the bronze serpent, we must look up to the cross, to the stripes of Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, Amplified Bible. He personally bore our sins in his own body on the tree, as on an altar, and offered himself on it, that we might die, cease to exist, to sin, and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. Instead of stepping into this healing, many of us fall into a woe is me mindset. The Israelites were under the first covenant, but we are under the covenant with Christ. We know him more intimately than the Hebrews knew God, and we have been given the incredible power of healing through him. Yet we often leave the door cracked open, allowing the serpents of strife, contention, and offense to creep in. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 to 37, King James Version says, But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. We must carefully consider our words and ensure they align with God's holy word. When we leave room for bitterness, we invite disease into our lives, but when we align ourselves with God's Spirit, we invite healing. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, Amplified Bible, reminds us, Exercise foresight and be on the watch to look after one another, to see that no one falls back from and fails to secure God's grace, his unmerited favor and spiritual blessing, in order that no root of resentment, rancor, bitterness, or hatred shoots forth and causes trouble and bitter torment, and the many become contaminated and defiled by it. We must avoid murmuring, fault-finding, and complaining, as these emotions can take root and become strongholds. These strongholds can block our faith and hinder the blessings that come through walking in love. Love does not keep a record of wrongs and is not easily provoked. When we are no longer walking in love, We are no longer walking under the blessings of God. How many of us hold on to a grudge against someone or something, allowing it to simmer in our hearts and bringing it up time and time again, even after years have passed? Each time we revisit that old hurt, anger flares anew, and with it comes sleepless nights, headaches, and sometimes even physical ailments like stomach ulcers. These are all the potential consequences of harboring such a grudge, letting it fester within us. But take a moment to consider, do you really believe that the person you're angry with is lying awake at night, consumed with the thought that you're still upset? Do you think they even remember or understand the depth of your hurt or the intensity of your anger? In most cases, they've likely moved on with their lives, while you continue to carry the heavy burden of resentment. It's time to treat that grudge like a pesky insect or a bit of fluff sitting on your shoulder. Flick it off, cast it aside, and remove it from your life once and for all. Don't carry it any longer. Instead of letting it poison your peace, turn to a more powerful solution: prayer. Pray a blessing over the person who has wronged you. Ask the Lord to take your hurt and transform it into a valuable life lesson, something that can help you grow. Let the experience be an opportunity for God to shape you, not something that drags you down. Let's pray together. Lord, take this anger from me. Help me, Lord, in my prayers, to bless this person. Name the individual. Give them a great life, Lord. Bless them with all their needs and with real joy through the power of your Holy Spirit. As you begin to pray in this way, you'll notice a shift within yourself. You'll start to feel lighter because you're no longer clinging to the bitterness that once weighed you down. The burden lifts, and not only will blessings begin to flow toward the person you're praying for, but they will also start to flow into your own life. You'll experience the peace that comes with letting go, allowing healing to begin within yourself. A life free from anger and grudges is not just a healthier life, it's a life more aligned with God's will for you. This process of forgiveness and prayer may be difficult at first, especially if the hurt is deep, but trust in God's plan for you. As you lift another person up to the Lord in prayer, you are not only releasing your anger, but also inviting God's transformative power into both your life and theirs. The rewards are tremendous, not just in terms of emotional relief, but also in spiritual growth. By blessing others, even those who have hurt you, you are planting seeds of grace in your own heart, allowing the love of God to flourish where bitterness once resided. Furthermore, choosing forgiveness is an act of obedience to God. His word calls us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. In doing so, we reflect Christ's love, which was offered freely to us despite our own failings. When we let go of anger and choose to bless instead of curse, we open ourselves to the fullness of His love and grace. Through this process, we grow in our faith and become a living testimony of God's power to heal. Not only our relationships with others, but also the relationship we have with ourselves. Forgiveness is not just about releasing the other person. It's about freeing yourself to walk in the abundant life that God has promised. Thus, when at first there was bad news, now there is good news. We can turn it all around through Jesus Christ and Him alone. As we navigate our relationship with God, we come to realize that healing is not just about physical well-being, but about the holistic health of our body, mind, and spirit. By walking in alignment with God's Word, we open ourselves to His abundant blessings. A healthy church embraces this mindset and actively ministers to the emotional, spiritual, and physical health of its congregation. This relationship of healing is deeply rooted in our understanding of God's will for us. It begins with our surrender to His Spirit and His guidance in our lives. We must guard our hearts against the destructive emotions that can lead to disease, and instead focus on nurturing our walk with the Lord through faith, love, and obedience to His Word. In embracing this relationship of healing, we not only become vessels of God's healing power in our own lives, but also extend that power to others. The ministry of health is not a distant idea. It is an essential aspect of our faith and our call to serve both God and His people. Through Jesus Christ, we can restore our health, mend our relationships, and walk in the fullness of God's blessings. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.